You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show.
The word is pup. Spelled P for potentially, U for unwanted, and P for programs. Definition: a software program installed unintentionally by a user that typically performs tasks not asked for by the installer. Example sentence: when Kevin installed that cool new game, he didn't know that he was also installing a pup. Origin and context. Pups aren't inherently malicious, but may have unwanted or undesirable effects, which could include adware, browser extensions and toolbars, and software that collects information. Pups are frequently bundled into the installation process of a legitimate software program that the user intended to download. Malwarebytes explains that pups are distinguished from malware because the user technically consents to downloading them in the same sense that someone can agree to a privacy policy without actually reading it. However, pups can perform some of the same actions as malware. YouTuber Brightech notes that Microsoft now blocks low-reputation applications associated with pups by default in Windows 10 and Windows 11. Nerd reference. Sydney Butler is a writer and YouTube broadcaster for the online Tech Tips magazine. He had this to say about potentially unwanted programs.
Despite its cute name, having a pup on your computer isn't fun. Potentially unwanted programs, also known as PUAs or potentially unwanted apps, tread a fine line between being an annoyance and straight-up malware. But anything installed on your computer without your express knowledge is a problem. In general, a pup is any piece of software that gets installed on your computer without your knowledge, that does something you don't know about even if you did install it knowingly, and generally makes changes or takes an action you wouldn't want. This makes pups different from malicious software such as trojans, viruses, or ransomware. Typically, the installation process for the other software will use an opt-in approach, where the option to install the pup is already ticked on the installation wizard. Sneaky, sneaky. This relies on users simply clicking next, next, next until the installation completes instead of reading the fine print. Next thing you know, there's a brand new pup on your system, making your life miserable in some annoying way.
WordNotes is written by Tim Nodar, executive produced by Peter Kilpe, and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its zero-trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust Plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI.